Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Billy Crone concludes his look into the global elites, and then a little later, Mac Dominic will preview his topics for the upcoming Prophecy Conference in Bristol, Virginia. In fact, that conference will be taking place October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. We want to invite you to come hear from the top Bible scholars, teachers, and researchers on the mysteries of the Bible, headlines from the end times, and how to build a spiritual war arsenal. 3 days of scripture-based insights and encouragement. Register today at swrc.com. October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Bill Federer, and more. 9 speakers in all, with 19 sessions over 3 full days. We invite you to join us for our Prophecy in the News Live conference, October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Register today by visiting swrc.com or calling 1-800-652-1144. Space is limited, so make sure you register today, swrc.com. Here's Watchman on the Wall host, author, and teacher, Dr. Larry Spargimino.
We are back with Billy Crone. We've been discussing his book and 8 DVD series by the name Global Elites and the Antichrist. This is volume 2. We're talking about that volume, and in a short while, we'll let our listeners know how they can obtain that material. Billy Crone, as we begin again, there's another big boy in this group of 3. His name is Elon Musk. Tell us about Elon Musk.
Yeah. Well, again, each one of these guys, I just remember a phrase that I learned back in seminary that we were encouraged in our investigation of people, and it was, if you want to know the man, you got to know the history. Because people behave typically how they believe, and their beliefs are shaped on how they were raised, right? And every one of these guys, whether it's Bill Gates, George Soros, even King Charles, you've all know Harari, finished up last time. But even Elon Musk, I think if you take the time to research his past, you're going to understand not only what he's up to, but who he really is as a person. And when you look at his past, Dr. Spargimino, it is not good. It is not good at all. You can start back with his mother, May. And she has, still to this day, she's made her money on modeling. And this is an easy thing you could demonstrate with his family history. Just type in his mom's name, Faye Musk, and modeling whatever, and you will see some of the most satanic, crazy. She's not just a model, but, man, she's always covering one eye. She's doing all the classic signs, you know, of the secret societies and the dark societies and Satanism, stuff of that nature. So that's out there. It's still out there on the internet. It's in print. That's his mom. And then I was like, did people have short-term memory problems? Because remember, a few years ago, he shows up on Halloween. I mean, of all costumes you could pick out, which I'm not a promoter of Halloween, obviously, but he shows up. He's wearing a Baphomet goat head outfit with an upside-down cross. Was that just random? Or is this old hat to him because he's growing up in a family with satanic overtures? Then you look at the women that he has shacked up with, primarily. Only a couple did he marry for a short time. He's got, I think, upwards of 12-plus kids now, and most of them are from unmarried relationships. But you look at the women that he shacks up with, a lot of them are also involved in a lot of Satanism. And one of the easy ones to pick out was this Canadian entertainer. Her name's Grimes. That's her stage name, Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S. If you want to check it out, some of the most satanic music. You look at her videos, it's like you want to scrub your eyeballs. It's just all Satanism and this, whatever. And it's like, and he's shacking up with her. It's like, man, so your family heritage, your own behavior, the woman you shack up with, hey, you know what? That doesn't sound like very good. Like he's going to be making spiritual good decisions on our side. In fact, you fast forward to what he's involved in. Basically, again, what's the premise? He's helping to build the structure for the Antichrist kingdom. Then it's not a surprise because he's already involved in a lot of satanic stuff. And so is it any wonder that he's helping to build the kingdom for Satan's man the Bible calls the Antichrist. No. And then, okay, so that's just, you want to say, well, maybe that's just coinkydink. No, it's not. Because then we start going down the facts. Dr. Sparks, you know, I kid you not, not one, not two, not five, I found in my research 11 direct parallels, 11 direct parallels of the Great Reset agenda of the things that Elon Musk is involved in and promoting and producing. 11. There's no way that's by chance. And again, what's the Great Reset? They want to bring in a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economy that's cashless, biometrically tying people into that system that will literally ultimately control what you buy and sell. That's the Great Reset. Of course, they don't call it the Antichrist Kingdom. That's too obvious. But that's what they mean when you hear Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution. It's all the same thing. Musk is involved in bringing that to the planet as well. 11 different ways.
Well, maybe you can tell us one or two. Well, that might be coincidental, three or four, even that. You know, we'll give them a break, but 11. So tell us about those ties. Yeah.
Yeah, let me give you a couple of the obvious ones. Now, we have this on tape, again, on video, part of the agenda with the Great Reset. Again, just like the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago, these guys want to microchip everybody on the planet. And frankly, everything, every product, every person, every pet. I even have them saying we're going to microchip the trees. It's just everything. They want everything microchipped because it'll be controlled. They're building this Big Brother control system. But it isn't just microchip, which, by the way, will turn into buying and selling as a transaction. That's old hat now. But the weird thing is, Klaus Schwab, and this was in an interview at the World Economic Forum with Sergey Brin. Sergey Brin is the co-founder of Google, who's a part of this mess, too. So Klaus Schwab is on video, freely admitting, smiling while he's saying this. He looks to Sergey Brin, he says, hey, won't it be great? And then he makes a sweeping move with his hand towards the audience, because there's a whole audience out there. And so Cox makes a sweeping move. He says, hey, Sergey, won't it be great when we all, and he makes a sweeping move, when we all get brain chips? And he says, and then you and I will know instantly what people are thinking about our talk here on stage. And that was, I think, 2017. So again, this is nothing new. It's out there if you know what to look for. I'm going, well, wait a second. So you don't only want everybody chipped. You want a brain chip, right? It's on tape. Now, a couple things. Number one, you go to Revelation 13, and it talks about two places for the mark of the beast. Number one is right hand. And again, part of the microchipping that's taking place on the planet, people are taking chips, not just to be monitored, not just to store their ID information, but to make financial transactions. You go over in Europe, which again I'm getting ready to head to, they have microchipping parties. They love the chip. The younger generation, chip me now, chip, chip, chip. But they use it with the wave of their hand to unlock doors, to start a car, to gain access to a secure room, or to make financial transactions. It's already here. But I don't know about you, but I've always wondered, well, wait a second, the Bible didn't just say the right hand. It said the forehead. And when I saw that tape in 2017, that was recorded in 2017, I'm going, you got to be kidding me. So the same guys that are promoting the right-hand payment system, microchip, are the same guys who admitted, no, we're going to get one in your head too, which is exactly what Revelation 13 says. So here's my point. Let's go back to Musk. I don't know about you, Dr. Spargimino, but you know, sometimes we guys, we get bored. We come up with some strange habits. You know, we wonder what we're going to do. We got to get some hobbies or something. But of all things to spend your time with, why is it that Elon Musk is developing a brain chip installment company called Neuralink? Think about that. Okay, and not only that, but he has stated on the record with Neuralink, which, by the way, is already not coming. It's already being put in humans. But he stated on record that it's going to be such a fast procedure that it'll be like a LASIK eye procedure. If you've had LASIK, the laser thing to correct your eye, your vision, you go in, the laser goes bloop, bloop, and you walk back out. He says that's how fast we're going to pop these brain chips into you. Now, again, it just so happens that Klaus Schwab says that they want to do brain chips, and here comes Elon Musk, and he decides to build a brain chip company. You think it's by chance? I don't think so. You look at much of what Musk is doing, I believe he's had insider knowledge from the Great Reset crowd of what they're going to force the planet to do. And so what he does is he hurries up and develops those companies and institutions that are going to pull off the Great Reset, these pieces of it, in this case the brain chip, and he goes out and develops it first because he's going to make think. Because once it gets mandated, whoever has the most reliable, fastest brain chip company, guess who's going to be chosen by the Antichrist to use? It's him. So you can see that. But let me go a little further, because you think, well, man, that's just a coinkydink. Well, all right. So he developed a brain chip company called Neuralink. All right. At the same time, he spent years working around NASA and developed his own rocket company called SpaceX. And, well, why would he do that? Because now he can do something for the first time in mankind faster than anybody else, because he's got his own rockets. He doesn't have to wait for NASA to help him out, right? He's got his own rocket company. And what is he doing? As we sit here, Dr. Spargimino, he is enveloping the planet with his new internet matrix system called Starlink that is enveloping the planet with an internet matrix system, by the way, that reads microchips, anywhere on the planet. For the first time in man's history, you can't escape it. Quote, from the Himalayan mountains to the middle of the desert, everybody will be able to have access to, quote, Starlink. Now you go fast forward, and I think names mean a lot. Everybody's going to get microchip. They're going to create this seamless system where you're all going to be tied into it, whether the right hand or even in the forehead. And so it just so happens that Musk is building Neuralink, and then at the same time, he's enveloping the planet with Starlink. Gee, I wonder what it's going to link. Names mean everything. It's right in your face, isn't it, Dr. Spargimino? But just people don't put two and two together. You can't tell me that's by chance. That is exactly what the Bible describes as the Antichrist kingdom, and Musk is on the forefront of providing it.
Wow. Well, friends, I know you will want Global Elites and the Antichrist Part 2. There's a book by that title and also 8 DVDs, masterfully prepared, really exciting viewing. These are not just talking heads, but dramatic settings that will bring prophecy to life in a way that you can't imagine. 1-800-652-1144. Wherever you live and whatever your age, this is material that you need to know about. It is presented in a very, very exciting and engrossing manner. You can view it by yourself or with others. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. Now, Pastor Billy, if I'm thinking right, now maybe I'm all wrong, but didn't Elon Musk have a run-in with Sophie the robot? I think Elon Musk said something that he felt that AI was more dangerous to the human race than nuclear war, and she kind of told him off. She said, well, if you're nice to us, we'll be nice to you. Didn't something like that happen in 2014?
Yeah, there was that, and that's where a lot of people have been fooled by Elon. Because on the one hand, for years, and this is all out there in video, you can still see the interviews he did back in the day, like what you're talking about. But he would warn about AI. In fact, he would use some of our terms. He said, with AI, we're summoning the demon. You know, ooh, that sounds pretty scary. Well, yeah, there's a lot of concern with AI. And yet, on the same token, guess who's one of the biggest developers on the planet for AI? Him. In fact, he's launched his new competitive company from his old company that was called OpenAI, which is now being implemented in the Stargate program, but he's got his own now called XAI, so he's competing with them. So wait a second, Mr. Hypocrite. Why is it that you have years warned about AI, but you're one of the biggest pushers and developers of AI? Well, it's because, again, you say one thing, but you do another. That's what Satan does. He's a liar, the father of all lies. He's a deceiver. So it's not a surprise. Now, why is AI important? And why is he developing it? Because at the same time, you go back to the research, who's going to run the back end of this system that is going to link every brain chip, every chip on the planet, that's going to control every transaction of every product from every person on the planet, all the buying and selling? We've got the computers, we've got the satellites, we've got the technology, we've got the microchips. We've had that for a long time. But here's the problem. You can't hire enough humans to run the back end of that system. It's just not feasible. This is a global micromanaging of the planet, right? Which is what's going to happen in the Antichrist kingdom. Why? The only way to do it is you would need something superhuman, you know, like AI. And that's not just a theory, Dr. Spargimino. That is the plan. In fact, that has been the plan of the Great Reset. They're already implementing AI into every one of those arenas of Big Brother microchipping of people, plants, people. It's called IoT, IOB, the Internet of Things. and they need a seamless system, Starlink, to tie it all together. And then here comes the needed development of AI to run the back end of that system, that global system, because you can't hire enough humans. And Musk is involved in that too. You can't tell me this by chance. Every aspect of the Great Reset, the Antichrist Kingdom, he has got his fingers in it one way or another.
So what we're looking at is world government that will produce a prison planet. So the dictators of the past, like Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, were vicious, but they did not have the technology that is available now. So there will literally be no place to hide. Every transaction, every purchase people will make, everything they do, what they think, will be available to Big Brother. That's kind of scary because Big Brother is a monster.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's, again, Revelation 13. It says their order is going to be given out on the planet, worship the Antichrist. And then it says, for those who don't, you're going to die. You will be killed. It's very clear. Well, wait a second. Extrapolate that. This is on a global basis. First of all, how are you going to get out an order instantaneously around the world? That's, hello, old hat now. But then it says they're apparently going to know whether you obeyed or not. Why are you going to know that? Well, that's a Big Brother society. They're going to be listening, watching to everything you ever say or ever do, 24/7. And then what does it also imply? When they find out you didn't obey, what are they going to do? You're going to die. Wait a second. Then you have to know where everybody is at real time anywhere on the planet in order to take them out. That's the Big Brother system. That's what they're building, that you cannot escape. And I'll add this. This matrix that is tying all these microchips together, including the brain chips that Musk is clearly involved in, they also want microchips not just on the outside of you. That's called the IoT or Internet of Things. They also want microchip technology on the inside of you. This is their term, not mine. It's called IOB, as in boy, or Internet of Bodies. They admit that through this matrix that they will now be able to monitor everything externally around you, including you, but they will now be able to monitor everything on the inside of you, especially with the brain chip. And this is not a conspiracy theory. It's in video. That it will be able to monitor your thoughts, record your thoughts, delete your thoughts, insert thoughts that weren't there before. That's dangerous. That's completely giving up anonymity and your humanity. But listen to this. Once they get the microchip technology on the inside of you, and I quote, this is from Yuval Noah Harari, and this is him saying it on video, matter-of-factly. He says, if, once we get the microchips on the inside of you, if you get disconnected from the, quote, matrix, your own body parts won't work. Can I translate that from you? If they push a button and you disobeyed, you will die. This is crazy. And I'm going like, again, pick a different hobby, Musk. Why are you building this? This is crazy.
You know what I'm thinking, too? You know, we've got a couple of bullies in the world, like President Putin. He's not nice to work with, and I know I love Donald Trump, but I don't think President Putin is going to budge.
Rat in a cage, you can call it a prison planet, you can call it Big Brother Society, but that's really what they're working towards. And think about it, it's the ultimate leverage, right? You don't do what I say, I don't care, you can't, there's no place to hide. Because we got microchips on the outside of you, we got microchips on the inside of you, and we will know what you're doing, know what you're thinking, know where you're at, and you get out of the line, I'll push a button and you're going to die. That is exactly verbatim Revelation 13.
Well, you know, when you look at history, you see all these people, these dictators going back to Nebuchadnezzar and others who wanted to control everybody, everything. They wanted to be king and lord over all the earth. Now people have the technology to do it. This is unbelievable. This is why I like Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy kind of opens your mind. And then when you tell people about this, even young people, they say, is that in the Bible? Yes, it really is. And Pastor Billy, I want to really commend you because you use Bible prophecy for evangelism. We have about 1 minute. Could you tell us a little bit how you use Bible prophecy for getting people into the kingdom?
Well, it's twofold. Number one, for the Christian, and that is, hey, listen, we're not going to be in the seven-year tribulation because we've been rescued from God's wrath through Jesus. But we're on a mission called the Great Commission, not the Grand Suggestion, to share this good news to people that there's a way to escape what is coming, and that is through Jesus Christ. So we need to get busy being faithful and get the gospel out. Number two, if you're not saved, this is no joke. This is really coming. It's prophetic. You're not going to stop it. Okay, it's going to get way worse before it gets better. And so I know it's a bittersweet message, but here's the point. Get saved now. Because there's one way and only one way to escape what is to come. It's not a bug-out shelter. It's Jesus Christ. And if you would just ask Jesus Christ to save you and forgive you, that's how you get out of this mess. It's the only way. And so that's the point. So if you're not saved, get saved. If you are, get busy telling people how to get saved.
Hallelujah.
Nothing else matters.
Well, thank you so much for great shows. I always enjoy working with you. You are a very prolific author. I believe we will be meeting again soon on the microphone because you'll have another book or video or something of the sort. So, Pastor Billy, God bless you and the congregation out there in Las Vegas.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Dr. Sparzmino.
Billy Crone's Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 2, book and DVD set, is here. Picking up where Volume 1 left off, diving even deeper into the disturbing truth about today's most powerful global influencers. This shocking follow-up reveals the hidden agendas of five additional global elites, figures praised as brilliant innovators, humanitarians, and saviors of the planet, yet who are working behind the scenes to build the foundation for the Antichrist kingdom. This second volume uncovers a coordinated effort by these world leaders to deceive humanity with promises of peace, unity, and progress, all while advancing a satanic globalist agenda foretold in biblical prophecy. With bold clarity and biblical discernment, this book and DVD set exposes the lies, decode the symbolism, and reveal how these elites are paving the way for the darkest hour in human history. This bundle includes both the Volume 2 book and a companion DVD filled with the visual evidence, interviews, news footage, and scriptural analysis that bring the exposé to life. Order Billy Crone's Global Elites and the Antichrist Volume 2. The book and DVD set are available right now when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Prepare for even greater revelations in this latest installment, Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 2, book and DVD by Billy Crone. 1-800-652-1144. Josh Davis and Mac Dominic come now with an exciting preview of our Prophecy in the News conference coming up October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia.
Prophecy in the News live event is coming to Bristol, Virginia, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Three full days with lots of information, lots of wonderful resources, lots of great fellowship, and we want you to join us, dear friends. This is in the Tri-Cities area of Tennessee, Virginia, Bristol, Virginia. The location where this is going to be held is the Delta Hotels, and you want to be there. Joining me today is one of the conference speakers, and he's going to share some information about the kinds of things he's going to be discussing at this particular conference, and it's none other than Mac Dominic. And Mac, you've spoken at several of our conferences. Your material is always very well received, very thought out, and you have just a great knack for teaching and communicating God's Word. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again at this Tri-Cities Conference coming to Bristol, Virginia, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Now, what are some of the kinds of content you're going to be sharing at this year's conference?
Well, first of all, Josh, let me say that I am very humbled and honored by your introduction there. It is a great privilege for me to even be associated with Southwest Radio and these conferences. And I am very, very excited about the opportunity to share my research and the things that we've put together here with the folks that will be attending. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to be in this interview today.
Yes.
I am basically going to be introducing a new book that will first appear here at the conference in Bristol. And it is a book about the ancient gods and what happened to them, where they are today, and where they're going to be in the future. Now, there have been some other folks that have written on this subject recently, but my book is going to be quite different because we're going to discuss the origin of the ancient gods, who they are, where they came from, were they real, or were they just the imaginary friends of some people with a extreme religious psychosis?
Well, friends, we're visiting with Mac Dominic, and he's going to be sharing this information at the upcoming Prophecy in the News live event. It's coming to Bristol, Virginia, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. We want you to join us there. You can register today. Two great ways that you can register. Number one, you can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Again, our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Just tell them you'd like to come to the Tri-Cities Conference, or just say Prophecy in the News Live, Bristol, Virginia. They'll know exactly what you're talking about, and they'll get you registered right away. You can also register at our website, swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. All you have to do is click on events, click on this particular event, and you'll see the details about who's speaking, what they're speaking about, the location, registration information, so much more. It's available at the website, swrc.com. And friends, I hope that you understood what Mac was saying, because he's going to have a brand new book. The very first time it's going to be available is at this conference, and you don't want to miss that opportunity to speak with him about that. Have him sign it right there for you. One of the first editions of this brand new book. We're going to be interviewing Mac about that on upcoming Watchmen on the Wall programs, and we're looking forward to hearing that teaching in the coming weeks and months. Now, Mac, we are so looking forward to seeing you again, and look forward to this upcoming Tri-Cities Prophecy in the News live event. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Josh. I'm very excited to be there.
Join Southwest Radio Ministries October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear from top Bible scholars, teachers, and researchers on the mysteries of the Bible, headlines from the end times, and how to build a spiritual war arsenal. 3 days of scripture-based insights and encouragement. Register today at swrc.com, October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Bill Federer, and more. 9 speakers in all, with 19 sessions over 3 full days. Southwest Radio Ministries inviting you to the Prophecy in the News Live Conference, October 9th through the 11th at Exit 7 in Bristol, Virginia. Register today by visiting swrc.com or call 1-800-652-1144. Space is limited, so make sure you register today. swrc.com. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will have the latest headlines from the end times. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com.